This is Nuke Chaz from the Nutty Bites podcast, and I'm listening to Melissa A. Bartell, the bathtub mermaid, reading me these delicious tales from the tub.
It's day one of the Dog Days of Advent. It's also day one of Holidaylies. A lot of the pieces you're going to hear this season are things that I write for Holidaylies. This piece is called Anticipation. The kitchen waited expectantly for the ritual to begin. It was like this every year at this time, when the first snow fell, when the stars seemed somehow brighter in the crisp, cold sky, the appliances would wake up and begin to anticipate. The oven was always first. Its pilot light would spark excitedly, and the flame would glow steadily, no, steadfastly, ready for a cookie sheet to be inserted. After the oven was the stovetop, each burner softly warming, not too hot, not too cool. This is where the chocolate would be melted, the sugar and water combined into simple syrup, the caramel browned to buttery perfection. The refrigerator, stolid and stoic, was always last. Sure, it would hold cookie dough that needed to chill or the fruits required for pie fillings, but it did that throughout the year and never seemed to notice the change of seasons much. In truth, the fridge felt far more appreciated during the hot summer months when it spit out glass after glass of ice water. Still, by the time the baker came into the room, each of the appliances was ready for the holiday season. And when she did arrive, a smile, a breath, a cabinet pulled open with a graceful hand, a clunk as a ceramic bowl met the countertop, a soft bump as a human hip nudged the door closed again. The baker had no compunctions about talking to her appliances. She knew that a good worker was not reliant on fancy tools, but that such things made life simpler. She also knew that a little affection couldn't hurt. "All right, boys." It was common knowledge that the appliances owned by female bakers were always male, while male bakers had female appliances. "The holiday season has begun. Let's get cooking." And they did. The first line of this piece was given to me by my friend Fran. If you would like to contribute a first line, please go to the show notes where you can find my contact information, or you can tag me on Instagram or Twitter and give me a suggestion and I will add it to the queue. Thanks for listening and happy holidays. The credits will roll after this promo.
Space is claustrophobic in here. These are the characters of the Empad booth. Their continuing mission, to perform brand new scenes weekly in unpredictable combinations, to boldly challenge you like never before.
Characters is irrelevant. Self-determination is irrelevant. You must comply. I am the runner of God. Resistance is futile. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Come play Mad TV Mayhem Star Trek The Next Generation Edition. Episodes will drop weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Points will be awarded for guessing the correct season and episode. Who will win the title? Who will win the grand prize? The voyage starts on October 30th. Come check us out for more details at nimlas.org. That's NIMLAS.ORG.
The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Awphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. It's released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. This means you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Melys, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.